ready for adventure.
Here we go.
Go, 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 go.
Go, 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 go. Okay, that was quick. That was quick. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 611. Welcome to it. It's going to be a warm one again. So
I don't mind it.
Hit advisory in effect, 95 for the high. As we get you into the weekend, the triple digits for you as we wind down the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo last night.
It's the weekend.
I know, the weekend, the final weekend of the fair. And I know that you went and had such an amazing time at Winona last night. She crushed it. Of course, she can sing anything, right, Patty?
Shoot. It was like going to church.
I like it.
Every song.
I love it.
It was like a revival, man.
Put your hands on the radio. Winona is taking the stage.
And her encore was the Doobie Brothers.
Blackwater, right?
It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. And so, again, it's thank you, Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo, for bringing Winona. She just crushed it last night. All right, let's get your day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems on the way. Do we have any tickets left for the
fair? We have a four-pack.
We got our final
four-pack. We have a four-pack.
Okay, that'll be at 7:20. Our final four-pack going out the doors here at 7:20. Grab your coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
RD, you got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 6:22. Always great to be with you, Tri-Cities. Hot days ahead, they're saying here. Triple digits over the weekend. By Tuesday, we'll be back to the high 90s, but we'll have triple digits.
By Tuesday, we'll be cooling down in the upper 90s.
Heat advisory still in effect for you. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I expect triple digits as we wind down the fair. Tonight, you're going to have Smash Mouth and Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's going to be a fantastic time had by everybody. And again, what a great week. Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo, you went out there, take the bus, save yourself the parking, and shout out to those folks for doing. Did you have the trivia person on there when you had your bus ride out there?
I did.
Yeah, a little trivia.
Yeah.
They did a little trivia on the bus.
I didn't know the answers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were a couple more good ones. One was BFT founded. They had an artist one when I was on the bus about the artist one about Daughtry when I was on the bus there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so a lot of fun there. And definitely don't miss out the fair this year. And big shout out to the volunteers board and everybody doing good works out there.
I'd just like to say to BFT, thank you for it, because it's free.
Yep.
And they even provide sunscreen and water.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, if you come early, because like you said, you jumped it in Richland, right?
I did.
So that's a half hour ride compared to my Lampson one. And yeah, they're there taking care of you.
You're not worried about parking.
Nope.
Any of that.
I love it. It's a great deal.
It's
really
a great service.
So just know that as you head to the fair. You know, if you got your KORD mobile app, so many good things going on there as well, because we're getting ready for Cole Swindell, who's coming in October. Also, Eric Church. We got tickets for Eric Church, and that $500 Visa is up there. And if you're up there, a lot of great articles like the most beautiful lake, and I have a suspicion on what lake that is.
It's the cleanest lake ever.
It's the cleanest one in America, and Crystal Blue. You can check out details about that. And of course, this measles thing that's going on too. So
Spokane County, man.
Yeah, be aware of that. I know I had my measles vaccine when I was a little kid.
That's right.
And all that. Mm-hmm. I did have chicken pox. Did you ever have chicken pox?
I did have the chicken pox.
Yeah, I remember when I did not have them, and my mother was talking to Melanie Botts's mom and says, "Oh, Melanie's got chicken pox." And he goes, "Oh, go over there and
send Rick over."
Yeah, and she did. She goes,
you got him."
Oh yeah, I didn't know what was going on. No, it's hilarious. She goes, go talk to Melanie. And I'm like, oh, hey, Melanie, what's going on?
Da, 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 da. The next thing you know, Rick's got chicken pox.
Yeah, I was seven.
Just get it over with, kid.
I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I ended up I love my foster mom because I ended up getting all the strawberry soda I could drink and all the crackers, right? Saltines. And strawberries, just because you're sick.
Let the chicken pox pass.
Exactly.
I get
so you. That's, you know, back in the day, they just go expose them to it.
But
so.
I will say, later on in life, you know, after you have the chicken pox, you have to be worried about shingles.
I know.
Better get that shingles shot.
There you go. All right, so there you go. Check out all those great articles. We got to post it for you right now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Old Dominion Hotel Key, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD at 6:38. You got Rick, you got Patty. Patty, what's going on in Nashville?
Are you ready for Blake Shelton? He's returning to Las Vegas for a residency next year. Blake made the announcement yesterday. He's going to be playing 8 shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Those shows will run from January 15th through the 31st. Blake said the performances from earlier this year were so fun that he wants to do them all over again. So tickets are going to be available for purchase starting August 28th. Now that is a great excuse to go to Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Nate Smith was recently doing an interview with People Magazine when he said that his weight loss journey has definitely changed his life. He says, all my clothes are starting to fit better. People are starting to tell me, like, dude, half of you is gone. He says he's happier and more confident, and it's changed the way that he performs on stage. He says he's got a lot more energy, and it's changed the way I can love people. I feel free. I think we can relate a little bit.
Oh, mega.
Right?
The weight I mean, lost thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Right
it's,
on.
It's crazy. So, yeah, you feel better.
It does change your outlook on things.
Yeah, when the pounds are off, you feel good.
And you move quicker.
You do.
You feel better. Lainey Wilson told People Magazine that she is committed to wearing bell bottoms for life. She says, I'm a bell bottom girl for life, y'all. These are my thing, and you ain't getting me in anything else. You're not going to see me in skinny jeans. Just so you know, Lainey's got quite the partnership going on with Wrangler for a whole line of jeanswear. It's pretty impressive. And finally, Luke Combs talks about quite the gift he got from Garth Brooks.
It was right around Christmas time. My manager showed up at my house driving this Bronco Raptor. He was like, hey, man, like, gave me the keys to this car. I'm like, is he giving me his car? Like, what is going on here? I was really confused, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, Garth got you this car. And I was like, for what? I was like, he's like, remember that songwriter's thing you did like a couple years ago? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he got it for you for that. I was like, that's pretty wild, you know?
Isn't that amazing?
Nice.
For doing something that you love.
Yeah.
You love performing, and Garth just goes, hey, man.
Here's a car. Nice.
Bronc.
Nice.
I need a friend like Garth.
Yes.
Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Heat watch is in effect for you right now. 57 degrees, going to be near 95 today. And then by this weekend, you're going to triple digits all the way through Tuesday. So be aware of that.
It's going to be hot. I don't even know what to tell you.
I know. That's
my friends with the pools, I'm coming over.
That's right. That was what I was waiting for, Patty. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. We want to see you guys. Post a selfie today. We want to see you. We want to see you. Posted my selfie
From the concert last night.
Yeah, you were at Winona.
Me and Jeff had a great old time.
I saw it. I saw your videos. I saw your pics. It looked awesome.
There was a lady sitting behind me. She looked just like Winona.
Really?
Yeah, and she told Jeff, she said, yeah, when I go out and sing karaoke, I do Y songs.
Oh, I'm sure.
I do Winona songs.
So she's a Winona super fan. Yeah.
Can I just say, too, at the fair, they had these pink cowboy hats. They light up.
Oh, cool.
I need one of those.
I know, you do need one of those.
I need one of those.
You'd be styling.
Well.
You'd be styling.
They better have those tonight for Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's right. That's perfect. Be there. Yeah, Mix-a-Lot's after performing and all that. It's going to be a great time. So there you go. We're going to have some fun with you guys. We want to see your postie. Post a selfie. If you're at the fair.
Yes.
If you've been at the fair, we want to see the postie.
Put them up.
If you're at the rodeo, the demo derby, whatever you're doing, we want to see a selfie of you. So we want to see you guys. You guys see us all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's so funny. The mystery of the DJ is gone because of social media. Back in the day, it was like they'd come to a live broadcast. Oh, that's what you look like? Either good or
bad.
Anything
like you sound.
Yeah, right. So, but now people can go, oh, now they can just search Rick Michaels or they can search Patty Banner.
Yeah,
and
they know it.
And we pop right on up. Yeah. So, kind of destroyed the mystery behind the microphone.
I know, right?
So, but we want to see you guys. Let's flip it on to you guys. Tri-Cities Community, come on. Post a selfie. We want to see you. That's our Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Broken Heart, it's an all-time favorite. 707, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got a heat watch in effect for you right now. 57 degrees. Today's high near 95. Our final set, family four-pack going out the door here at 720 for the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. It's our final set. Give you a chance to win that coming up here in just a little bit, Patty.
Fantastic, Rick.
All right. Other people's problems. Got a situation going on. What is going on in other people's problems this morning, Patty?
Is it wrong to trade up? Let me explain. I'm 24 and what you would call a nerdy gamer. A string bean who was bullied in high school. I got my confidence from graduating college early at 21 and starting a business. So my company now is super successful. The only thing I will tell you about my job is that I repair things. Last week, an incredibly attractive woman came in for service. I helped her and then was shocked when she sent me an email thanking me for getting her out of a jam. So we started going back and forth, and then this led to texting. So the woman I've been dating since May doesn't know anything about this. My customer is a 10 out of 10.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not sure why she's drawn to me. Perhaps it's because she was in an abusive marriage and is now almost divorced and looking for something totally different. I'm not sure, but now I'm thinking about ending my current relationship and trading up to her. Is it wrong to do that? I mean, people trade up with cars and phones. Why not with partners? Mike and Walla Walla.
Well, you're 24, so you're for me, you're a kid. You know, my stepson is 22. I think my stepson's 22. He's a kid to me. Still, he's a kid to me. So I think you got a lot of growing up to do on this one, Mike. I'm gonna say that right now.
Just because you're texting with somebody, I mean, why? Well, okay.
Well, number one, you might just be the rebound. You know, you're going to fall head over heels. You might be the rebound. She's coming out of an ugly divorce, sounds like, or a divorce. You might be, I mean, again, I understand the heart wants what the heart wants, but take it from somebody who's put a nuclear bomb into some relationships in his past. It's not worth it. I always joke with people, oh, but the grass is greener on the other side. No, it's dirt. It's dirt. When you sit there and go, oh, I wonder what that would be like. I'm like, that's dirt over there. So there's three ways to be in life, and people are going to agree or disagree with me. Number one is happy, content, which is good, and then you're just miserable. If you get to the miserable stage, leave a relationship.
Well, I feel like, you know, your current partner doesn't know anything about this. You're shady, man. You are just shady.
All right. So
I don't like that.
Patty's calling you out.
Yeah.
Patty's calling you out, Mike, on this one. I think if you can't be faithful to the girl you're with, then you shouldn't be in a relationship
That's
at all.
Right.
So you go. I think that, too. There's just too many, as I'm looking through this, too many red flags. Number one, maturity from him alone.
Just call it off with your current partner and then go.
Yeah.
I mean, you're shady, man.
But people don't do that.
I know.
I've always made, so it's when you're going bad through a relationship and when someone leaves them and they go, well, but why are you leaving? No reason. I'm like, I'm always like, what's on the other side?
Yep, there's somebody else.
And anytime I've ever confronted any of that ever in my life with my friends, and they're like, well, no, they just don't want to be in the relationship. They just want to be free. I'm like, no, they don't. No, they don't. People don't leave people for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even it's not you, it's me. Okay. And then I'm like, no, it's not me. It's you and somebody else that I got, you know. And
who else is involved
and then,
in this?
Exactly. Yeah. And then people are shocked with, oh my gosh, I never knew that. Here they come at some Christmas party. They're together. Like, duh. So, all right, Mike. I know I could spend all day on this.
Where's
one.
Joey Greco and Cheaters?
Exactly.
Come on now.
So, yeah. If you don't want to be in the relationship, get out of the relationship. You know, don't upgrade because you find something shiny. Oh, that's shiny. You don't know what that is. You don't know yet, right?
Is it wrong to trade up?
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. Before we go to break, I got to tell you a story about my friend Mikey. When we were very young, he had a little black book that he kept, and anybody he was with was in this little black book, right? And his current girlfriend, Gina, right? He goes, let me show him that little black book. And he showed me, and here's all these women, right? And there's Gina, right? He's with Gina. And then what's under Gina? More names. And I went, wait a minute. Aren't you with... He goes, yeah, but this is my... So he would keep...
And did he have a ranking system too?
Yeah,
like,
no, he didn't rank them. He didn't rank them. It was just in succession. It was just in succession of women he'd been with.
Wow.
But there was Gina, and then there was some women underneath it. So...
Did Gina ever find out?
No, Gina never found out. But here's the karma of it all. Gina, who was our station receptionist, started dating one of our clients.
Oh.
And that came to a head. And then guess who was the guy that was very hurt? Mike. I'm like, well, dude, hello, look at your black book. How can you be?
Karma, man.
Yes, it was karma. It came and bit him in, and they're good friends now. And now they're all in their middle age, and they have a child together and all that. So I don't.
They do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a great kid. No, they have a great kid.
Are they together?
No. She went off. She married. She married the client. But he ended up getting fired from the radio station because he got in a fight with the client. So, because you're like,
she married him.
She married him. A tangled web we weave, guys. Tangled web we weave. All right, Mike. So I'm saying, hey, man, you don't want to be in this relationship. Get out of it. Don't use this as your excuse.
Trade up my. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And you cannot keep using. Well, I was bullied in high school as your excuse. Okay, no.
But I'm super successful with my company.
Right. That does not mean you get to be a shady human being later on down the road.
It doesn't give you a license.
All right, Mikey. We'll do our best to solve this for you. 547 KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. Sorry I took so long on it. But there was a couple good stories in there. So let us know what you think. Chime in on Facebook. App chat us. We want to know other people's problems. Brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic. It's Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
It's a bar song. There you go. 724, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Hot days ahead. Triple digits for the weekend. Today's high 95. Right now, though, this cannot be. What's yours say?
Mine says sunny and 57.
It does. Is it 57 out there?
Nice out.
It is nice out
there. This morning was great.
Okay, I didn't believe it, but it does say it. Okay, if yours says 57,
mine says 58 right now.
Oh, 58, okay.
That's Weatherbug in Pasco.
Okay, and that's what I'm looking at right now. Okay, good. I just want to make sure before I said it.
But there is an extreme heat watch.
There is. And it looks like Sunday 100, Saturday 98, 102 Monday there for you. So today 95. You know what? Perfect day to get out to the fair. How about that? Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. It's the final weekend, and we're going to hook you up, right,
Patty? We are going to hook you up. We got our final family four-pack of tickets to the fair.
I love it. What caller number you want to take on this?
We're going to take caller number 9.
All right. Ooh, 9. Haven't done 9 in a while. 547-5673-547-KORD. You're going to win next. Caller number 9. Good luck from 102.7-KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7. KORD.
For New Country, 102.7 KORD at 727. Got Rick and Patty sending somebody off. We're looking for call number 9 to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo.
102.7 KORD.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Allie.
Allie, well, good morning. Congratulations. We're sending you off to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, oh, I see. I heard a little one back there. They're happy.
Oh, yes.
You guys are going to the fair. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Country 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Heat watch advisory in effect for you. Today's high near 95. So we're going to discuss something that's going to be a little bit of fun for us because a couple days ago, we got a call from a trucker who said that when he's out on the roadway, people will like swerve in front of him and make dangerous situations. Like they're not giving the trucker enough time. Like if he's
to
got
respond.
If he's got a break. He's going to slam. He's basically
going to go right into you.
Yeah, he's going to basically slam into you. So it got me thinking about road rage karma. Have you ever seen road rage karma?
I watched road rage happen to me right on George Washington Way, right in front of Winco yesterday.
Wow. Okay. So and what happened?
Well, I knew something was up. So I actually disconnected my phone. I have my phone plugged in, and I took a photo because I thought that guy's going to cause an accident.
Yeah. You see it all. You see it all.
Yeah, but you can tell how people, some are aggressive drivers.
Right.
And I knew something was going to happen. Now, I didn't see anything.
Right.
But I still took a photo of it like, oh,
I've got the proof of it. Uh-huh. So this happened. This is making headlines nationwide. A road rager was recently struck by instant karma after attempting to hurl a cup of coffee out of a moving car. The man tried to toss his drink into a vehicle that swerved into his lane. But guess what? It blew back into his face. So he threw his cup of coffee.
And it came back, right back at
came,
him.
Came right back
wow.
at him. So we're going to have some fun with you guys this morning. 547 KORD. Instant karma drivers. I've seen it where someone zips by me. Many years ago, I was driving to Idaho.
And then all of a sudden, they're pulled over.
That's my favorite.
You drive past and the person's getting a ticket?
One of my favorite ones that I ever saw, too, was coming out of Ellensburg, right next to Thorpe, that little area where the
fruit place is.
So this trooper comes on. He's a trooper. You know he's a trooper. So I see a trooper come on the road, and we're following the trooper, right? And another SUV goes behind the trooper. So it's the trooper, SUV, and then me. And I notice the trooper speeds up, right? Well, the SUV speeds up. And I'm like, why is that SUV?
What was it?
The SUV thought he could keep up
with the trooper.
And so suddenly, next thing you know, I look at, and so the trooper, so the SUV continues on. The trooper gets into the left lane. The SUV gets into the right lane. And guess who pulls in behind the SUV to pull it over? The trooper pulls him over because you're not allowed to. I mean, I don't know why the trooper was going.
Why you have to think you can keep up with the trooper.
So you've seen this on occasion where people will stay behind an ambulance or something, mm-hmm. right? You know, and like, well, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to
just
stay
because they're going that fast. Just because you're following behind them doesn't give you a license.
And it was, and that was karma. Saw that. I said, what? I saw that. I said, why is that guy speeding up with the trooper? See, when I see a trooper, guess what? I slow down. I'm like, no, I don't care how fast they're going. My job is not to.
Here's what I've learned. Just go the speed limit. Right. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. So instant karma. Something stupid. Did they do something stupid? Did they still? And what happened to them? We're going to take some calls. It could be some fun stories coming up here. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Patty, thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Instant karma. Loving this. Road rage. You see it all the time around the Tri-Cities. And we take your calls, 547 KORD. And when you see instant karma on the roadways, isn't it fun? I always love when someone goes ripping past you and then they end up at the red light same as you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, really? Well, I'm always like, well,
how'd that work out for you?
I'm always like, what did that get you?
Yep.
It got you nothing. We're in the same spot, dude, in your little fast and furious car.
That's right.
All right. And all those little mini bikes out there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are rampant, too, as I saw yesterday. I saw some guy right there in Kennewick on the
what
sidewalk.
What is up with all those mini bikes?
I don't know.
Why is that like the cool mode of transportation
and it's
these
not,
days?
And it's not the teens. It's like full-grown adults. I'm like, really? Full-grown adults?
I saw a guy on a mini bike smoking. It makes me laugh.
All right. So instant karma, when you see it on the roadways, tell us your story.
It was driving.
Okay.
One day last winter, there was a car that was behind me, and he kept flashing his lights behind me because I wasn't going fast enough, but he wouldn't go around me either. Well, then he finally went flying around me, and about 30 seconds later, he fishtailed it.
Oh, yeah.
And put it in the ditch.
I know. I see that all the time in the winter. Yeah, it's very dangerous. Many years ago, living in Lewiston, there's this thing called the Grapevine, and it's a windy grade in town.
Uh-huh.
And this motorcycle guy went ripping by me. And I'm like, oh, something's going bad happen. And we came around the corner, and he was in the road. He'd gotten hit.
No.
And so I hit my brakes because I was going to go.
Course.
I was going to hit him because he was literally in the road. So, yeah, this is the, you know, think about this stuff before you do it. You know, little karma.
I don't know why people are in such a hurry on the roadway.
There's just no reason to be that
way. No.
Because it does not usually end up great. Absolutely. So we'll take some more calls. Keep them coming there. Instant karma on the roadways. You see it. You've seen it. Patty's seen it. I've seen it. Our callers have been seeing it. 547 KORD. More of your calls on the way. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
First way, 808, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Appreciate you so much. So over the week, we had somebody from corporate come to town. You know, everybody likes the big old bosses walking to the hallways, right? But I did get the best compliment ever from that corporate guy. First time, I hadn't seen him in months and months. And then when I walked up to him, he goes, man, Rick, you look great. And I said
he didn't say that to me.
He said you've lost some weight. You've lost some weight, and I took that as a compliment. And we were discussing. And he goes, how'd you do it? And I said, well,
Tri-City's weight loss.
I said Tri-City's weight loss, and he'd lost a couple pounds too. So we were talking about things we were doing, and it really the amazing thing we were talking about was not prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no exercise, any of that. It really is the food list. And he and I discussed, you know, no pasta or wheat or different things like that. So the nice thing is you get a list, follow the list, you're going to lose the weight.
Well, you just make better choices.
Yes,
it is. And you feel better from making those better choices.
You really do. Patty has lost how? Well, I mean, you're up
37
there.
Pounds,
wow,
man.
That's amazing.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm over 20 pounds, and I've been in maintenance now for months because we've talked about the fact
What does that mean?
That means basically I'm maintaining my weight. It hasn't come back at all because once you're done with the program, as Ashley says, live your life. Go live your life. But remember, 80% of the time,
You are following the plan.
Stick with the plan. Yeah. We've taught you how to do it. And so now I've been, months and months now?
Yep.
And you notice I haven't gained a pound. And so, and then I did go out to the fair. I had the elephant ear. I had my Spud McVeigh's out there. But when I come back the next day, I don't continue that same, you know, I don't continue to do that because.
Can I just tell you, I enjoyed a corn dog.
Yeah.
I enjoyed a corn dog.
And as we're taught on this program, you get right back on
the following day.
Right, exactly. And it will have no impact on your weight. So how do they contact our friends at Tri-City's
Weight Loss? So you're going to want to give them a call. It's 509-410-0670. That's 509-410-0670. There's a website, and it's amazing. It's tricitiesweightloss.com.
That's right. And the best part, free consultation. When you call Ashley and Dr. Lopez, let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
Right on.
Again, Patty looks absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And it is nice to get that compliment when someone hasn't seen you. I'm like, oh, you've lost a lot of weight.
I would never. I even bought a Winona Judd t-shirt. Right?
Yeah.
I go, I can wear that.
Yeah. With the right size that you want to wear.
Exactly.
So give them a call. Tri-City's Weight Loss. Trust us. You'll be glad you did. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning. 822, sunshine for you right now, Tri-City, 65 degrees. Heat advisory in effect. I just posted up as we get into the 100 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
Some great, hot weather tips, just in case. 911, if you like heat stroke and all these different things that could happen to you, just be aware when it gets that hot. Even when I'm out playing with my border collie, he'll like stagger around a little bit. I'm like, nope, dude, we're going in. You're not gonna be able to stagger around. He still wants the ball.
Well, pets don't like it. My dog, when he's done, he just drops. He just drops right in the grass.
He just drops. Yeah. So he's like, I'm outie.
Like, I'm done.
I'm outie. All right, other people's problems. Mike's got a situation going on, and I'm sure people are not going to be too kind to Mike today. What is going on with Mike?
Well, he wants to trade up. He goes, I'm 24, and I'm a nerdy gamer. String bean, who was bullied in high school, but I got my confidence from graduating college early. I started a business, so my company now, super successful. I repair things. So last week, an incredibly attractive lady came in for service. I helped her and then was shocked when she sent me an email thanking me for getting her out of a jam. So we started going back and forth, and then now we're texting, okay? So the woman I've been dating since May doesn't know anything about this, and my customer is a 10 out of 10. I'm not sure why she's drawn to me. Perhaps it's because she was in an abusive marriage and now almost divorced. She's looking for something totally different. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking about ending my current relationship and trading up to her. Is it wrong to do that? I mean, people trade up with cars and phones, so why not with people?
Oh,
Mike and Walla Walla.
I have known people this shallow before. What are people saying, man? People are jumping on this one real quick, aren't they?
Laura says, if you do, you deserve what you get. Talk about shallow thinking. This is incredible. The pretty package is filled with excess baggage. If she's already looking for something different and isn't even divorced yet, that should be a big red flag. If she's a 10, you're a 4. How long before she's looking for something better? Beauty is only skin deep and often created by makeup, etc. Ugly goes deeply into your heart and soul.
Man, good advice, Laura, today. Michelle says, hey, don't flatter yourself. You're just the rebound.
Careful. Sugar and salt look the same. That's from Delavan.
That's right. That goes back to my dirt, my green grass. That's dirt over there. Lacey says there's a lot of women in here that are upset about this, but the reality is everyone does it. Oh, wow, Lacey, okay. Whether you realize it or not, a lot of women and men have other people already lined up in their queue before ending things with another person. I said that. I said there's always somebody on the other side. It's not healthy necessarily, but at the same time, you wouldn't be feeling that way if your current partner was the one for you. So you should be definitely break it off with your current person and don't go head over heels for the new one right away either. She's going through something and needs the space to heal. Maybe work on yourself some more. And that's from Lacey. Lacey, that was good.
How'd you get so smart, Lacey?
Right? Yeah, that's some good advice there, Lacey.
Chelsea says, yes, it's wrong. Plus, it's never a good idea to date someone who's almost divorced. Hopefully your current partner sees this and leaves. What a horrible way to think.
Crystal says, dating world gets crazier by the day. And Daniel says what I say, grass isn't always greener on the other side.
I like Deanna. Wow. Yeah. Kathy says, just wow.
Yeah. T says, hey, follow your hearts. And there's a lot of wows in here.
Break it off with your current partner.
Yeah.
If you aren't looking for marriage, be her rebound. Just know what you're getting into. You'll eventually just be her dirty buddy.
I know. Katie says you sound like a rebound. Or it might be friend zone, depending on your on conversations. Risky. And Samantha says people just get stupider and stupider every day. I mean, he's 24 years old, you know.
Well, at least be decent and break it off with the current one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
and if that's the way you feel, she deserves better.
She does.
At the end of the day, Matt, she deserves better than that. And
then go get you that 10.
Yeah. Trust me. It's like I've learned a lot of lessons in my life.
Yeah.
And it was so funny that I went to prom. I've talked about this a lot. I had my ideal of who I wanted to go to prom with, and I was one of those kids that was bullied in school. So I thought, oh, I've got to bring the best looking date to prom. And so I asked this girl to prom, and she turned me down, but she said, hey, I'll go on a date with you. And so I did go on the date with this, what I thought was a 10, and I was obsessed about, oh my gosh, this girl, da da da.
Yeah.
Anyway, the girl I asked to the prom, Susan, who was a wonderful date, da da da, she was into me. Like, she was into me. And I didn't want to see the signs that she was into me, right? Well, anyway, I went on the date with the 10. Nothing happened, of course. Uh-huh. Nothing, zero. And I let Susan go get another boyfriend, right? Years later, I've had people go, look at my prom date photo and go, wow, your prom date was gorgeous. Yeah, but because you're an idiot at 17 years old,
yeah.
I didn't see it. No. I'm like, yeah.
Not
I
said, then,
yeah.
No, but now
I, no,
you're
I was
like...
No, I was like, that's the one that got away because I'm an idiot male thinking with the wrong particle. You know, and like, oh, I got... No, because you think, I got to have a 10. I got... You know, I'm going to walk in on prom, and this girl's going to be on my shoulder, da-da-da-da, and everybody's going to, oh, look at Rick, da-da-da-da. Yeah, get that out of your mind. And Susan was awesome, and man,
of course she was, and
and she never knew anything about it. I can talk about it in middle age, but she didn't know that I had another date with this other girl that I was going to go on a date with, right?
With the 10.
With the way up. Anyway, so, yeah, Susan... And after high school, I never saw, I don't know whatever happened to Susan. I know she probably got married and is happy and glad that I'm not around. But looking back, man, I missed it. I missed it totally. And they're like, man, they're like, Susan's into you. And I'm like, you know, so don't be a shallow jerk. How about that?
Like Rick.
There you go, Matt. Good luck with it. I think you're 24. You got a lot of growing up to do, buddy.
You do.
All right. 547 KORD. App chat us. What would you do in the situation? We want to know other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.